And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 28th of March, 2016. It's the birthday of the man who said if a writer could write the truth about one Chicago street, that would be a good life's work. Nelson Algren, 1909, Detroit. His father was a machinist at the Packard plant. He grew up in Chicago in the seedier side of the city, and that's what he wrote about. Billiard parlors, gambling dens, speakeasies, where the cops only visited to collect their bribes. He went off to college, graduated into the Depression. Jobs were scarce. He lived the life of a hobo for a while, went back to Chicago, moved in with his parents, and started his new life as a writer. His second novel, Never Come Morning, got good reviews in 1942, and 7 years later came his big popular success, The Man with the Golden Arm, about a poker dealer battling drug addiction. It's the birthday of Russell Banks, born 1940, Newton, Massachusetts, author of Affliction, The Sweet Hereafter. He was the son of an alcoholic who abandoned the family. Banks was just 12. Banks said, storytelling was a way just within the circle of the family for me and my brothers and for myself to save ourselves. We could make sense of an otherwise incoherent life for children. In The Sweet Hereafter, the novel hinges on the aftermath of a deadly bus crash in which several schoolchildren die. Banks has a fascination with school buses, which figure prominently in several of his novels. He said, the school bus is a layered, multifaceted image. It is associated, at least for me, with the first time you give your children over to the state. It's the birthday of Lauren Weisberger, Scranton, Pennsylvania, 1977. She was an assistant to the editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine and wrote a book, The Devil Wears Prada. It was a big hit in 2003. It's the birthday of Iris Chang, Princeton, New Jersey, 1968, daughter of a theoretical physicist and a biochemist. Iris became interested in war crimes committed against a Chinese village by the Japanese in World War II, which she heard about from her grandparents. She said, I was in a panic that this would be reduced to a footnote of history unless someone forced the world to remember it. So she wrote a book, The Rape of Nanking, The Forgotten Holocaust of World War II, came out in 1997, and 6 years later, The Chinese in America, A Narrative History. A year later, working on research for a book on the Bataan Death March, Chang had a nervous breakdown. She was working obsessively, unable to separate herself from her subject. She committed suicide in California, November 2004. Here's a poem for today by William Trowbridge, Don't Look Now. It never dies, the old gag, where Wile E. Coyote, in hot pursuit of his rocketing foe, sprints off a cliff and keeps running on thin air till he happens to look down, nailing us every time with that why me look in the drawn-out second after fortune's yanked the rug, and then we follow the poor chump's image growing smaller and smaller till the quiet puff of dust on the canyon floor. Don't Look Now, poem by William Trowbridge, from Put This On, Please, published by Red Hen Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.